Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
All right, Red Wings, Red Wings, my Red Wings. I'm singing that song, Artie Record. Hope you got Matt Shepard in the morning here on AM 1130, Detroit's 1130, WDF on the Fan. Every morning, Monday through Friday, Matt Shepard.
That's right, 7 to 10 a.m.
Shepard the mornings, baby.
Make sure you check in with Matt.
2-2 is the Red Wings score after two, heading to the final 20 minutes, or at least regulation. 80 points for the Wings, 78 for the Blue Jackets. They're on the, you know, that 7th, 8th spot. Going for that, so there's still plenty of time left. There's about 10, 11 games to play, but you got about 22 points remaining, and the Wings, in my opinion, probably need a good 16 of those, 15 to 16 of those 22 remaining points, so they can afford to lose only a couple of games here.
All right, let's talk about the NFL, Mark. 248-848-1130. A couple things, right? We had the Mark Cuban stuff that we didn't get to yesterday. Some pretty, real quotes out there, or blasting the NFL. But Mark, today also, the no fun league, as I like to call it, is now, you know, when players get a touchdown, right? Even Calvin has done it, right? Calvin Johnson dunked the basketball over the goal. Now they don't want you to do that. What, Mark, please tell me how that interferes or hurts the game, makes people not want to go, makes people not want to buy jerseys. How does that?
You know what matters?
Wait, hold on.
In today's prepackage, one click.
That's me. I was just looking at some stuff. All right, well, here's the deal. This rule has always been in place. It's right, been magnified by Jimmy Graham and the New Orleans Saints. That's the kind of the poster boy for this, if you will. He's the guy that does the dunking over the goalpost.
A lot of guys do it. I know what you're saying, but a lot of guys do it.
The quote from the guy today was, "We grandfathered in some of these things like the Lambeau leap." Like, the Lambeau leap is not coming out.
Why? Because people in Green Bay would be mad as hell. That's why.
They wanted... Here's the explanation I always got, and I think it was... I want to say... I can't really attribute it to him. My buddy, who's a National Football League referee, a longtime guy from East Lansing, Dean Look. Do you know who Dean is? You know
I
Dean.
I see him all the time at the
We've eaten lunch with Dean. I think you and I both have eaten with Dean. I've known Dean since the 70s.
He looks like a referee.
He looks great, first of all. He's probably pushing 75.
White hair, yeah.
Played in the majors.
I know who Dean is.
Dean and his brother, Bruce Look, both played Major League Baseball, and then he refereed the National Football League.
And then the color barrier came, and then he was out.
That long ago? It was in the 40s that Dean played? But Dean has always been this guy who said there has to be this kind of line of demarcation for the referees, if nothing else, to separate us, to understand what is unsportsmanlike and what is sportsmanlike. So we ask in like our rules committee meetings, can we please have a clear definition or a clear defining to what is cool and what isn't? And they've gone back to the refs and say, tell us what you don't like. And a lot of the things is, you know, they talk about the ball.
It's not about the refs, Mark. It's not about the owners. You know what it's about? It's about the fans. Stop it.
Yeah, but the fans never legislate anything.
But what about the refs? What don't the refs like?
They just don't like the idea that the football is used in a projectile fashion, meaning whipping the ball to the stands, firing it through the goalpost. That's all they're saying. They don't like the dunking because the ball is physically used as a projectile. That's what their reasoning is. Somebody eventually, it'll bounce into the stands and hit someone in the head and they'll die.
You mean the way foul balls are hitting the stands and people get hit?
Yeah, you sign a thing.
That balls that can come into the stands,
right? But people have gone and tried to sue teams.
You can't, Mark. Read the back of your ticket stub.
You can
clearly
still try
stated.
To sue. You don't, may not win, but you can
not
try
gonna
to sue.
Win. You're not going to win that. I don't understand the league. Why,
you go to
Mark?
A Saints game, should they put a thing in? If Jimmy Graham scores a touchdown, that ball could deflect and ricochet and hit you in the head
the stands,
and you could be killed.
Knock your just $8, $9 beer and $4 hot dog.
Your $9 beer.
And your $4 hot dog out of your hand. How's that?
Well, look, I'm sure people have an idea. Do they, this is just right now on the dunking the football deal over the goalposts. Lambeau leap, that kind of stuff. The occasional Dirty Bird, the occasional Joseph Fourier dance is still in play. 248-848-1130. Jim, down there in Brownstown. We like Brownstown. It's downriver.
Right.
You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann.
Evening, Mark. Evening, Rob. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Jim?
I just want to welcome y'all back to the radio.
Man, that's so nice of you. You know, we're very, very happy.
If you were
watching
on ParkerTheMan.com, I'm saluting you right now, Jim.
Mark, how was Minnesota?
How was Minnesota?
Yeah.
How was Minnesota?
Mark was in Vegas.
I thought you went to Minnesota for a while.
No, I can't. You know what? I'm going to get hate mail. I can't stand Minnesota.
No. Oh, you mean when you were at the Mayo Clinic. But that was another thing. That was something
My
else.
Boy Notch, who's from Minnesota, even he moved out. He went to Reno, Nevada, so I can't even. He's not even going to give me hell for it.
Well, I'm just calling to welcome you guys back, and I will be listening.
Well, we appreciate that. Let your friends know. Let everybody else know, all right?
Will do.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Hey, Jim, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Big Al still cooking down there?
Big Al cooking where?
In Brownstown.
Down at Moose McGregor's?
No, Big Al's bar down there.
No, I have no idea where that is.
Oh, you don't know it? Okay.
Nope.
All right, bud. Thanks anyway.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Remember what we did at Big Al's?
Yeah.
We did our sports execution final, remember, and we sent a couple to Hawaii.
I do remember that. That was huge.
That remember that night?
Yes.
They went to Hawaii. We had people out of the woodwork that played sports execution. We almost did it in like tournament form.
I remember that.
And that was at Big Al's down in Brownstown.
Was that Noogie Bauer set that up or no?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. The late, great Bob Noogie Bauer. Bob has since passed on. 248-848-1130. I'm always nervous I'm giving out some like my own number.
I know. I used to do that all the time. You remember early
days?
You
know, when you do these things at places, you have to get into the swing of what their accoutrement is, you know?